The 430-acre complex site near K96 and Greenwich Road will serve as an attraction for regional and national youth sports competition. The site plan includes hotels, retailers, and an aquatic attraction with the goal of increasing tourism for Wichita and the region. The site will be anchored by a 65,000-square-foot multi-sports facility called Good Sports Fieldhouse. The project would use STAR bonds, which are supported by sales tax revenues that the district generates. The STAR bonds would provide about $31 million toward the total cost of $124 million for the first phase of the project. Michael Schatz with Occupy Wichita told council members he's concerned with what he calls wealthy developers using tax dollars to develop the plan.
This is what we're talking about. You're taking our tax dollars, you're taking money from poor people and giving it to rich people.
Vice Mayor Jenna Miller disagrees, saying she doesn't see this project as giving to the rich at the expense of the poor.
The way I see it is that this project is bringing the possibility of increased taxes, sales tax and property tax, outside this district to our community, and those tax dollars are reinvested in our community through charitable giving to our YMCA, to other agencies that serve the poor and the homeless.
Mayor Carl Brewer says the goal is to provide opportunity to grow new businesses in Wichita and put people to work. The next step is approval from the Kansas Department of Commerce. If the state signs off, developers plan to start construction in the spring. For KMUW News, I'm Carla Echols.